This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Food round corner. Food round corner. Food round corner for me.
If you want to see what we're looking at here, you've got to go to AdvancedSellingPodcast.com.
Oh, my God. You have to go to AdvancedSellingPodcast.com and watch this beast. What is that? That's a beast. That thing should be shot. What is that?
It's a rabbit. It's a bunny rabbit.
It is a bunny rabbit. I can see he's eating a napkin.
And he's eating. No, he's actually eating a piece of lettuce that on the front says, I love the Advanced Selling Podcast. And watch now, right at the very end here, he's done. And see his little nose? He wants a little bit more of you.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you saw that on Fiverr.
Fiverr is exactly where we
are. Oh, my God. That is genius. You have to go to the AdvancedSellingPodcast.com and watch this bunny rabbit eating a piece of lettuce.
We're also saying you can go to Caskey 1, too.
Okay,
either way.
Caskey 1, yeah, my fault.
And search on rabbit. So that's the thing.
Search on rabbit. Oh, that was genius.
Well, it is a Fiverr deal. And for $5, the rabbit ate the I Love the Advanced Selling Podcast leafy lettuce thing.
That is going to be one wealthy rabbit when he's done.
He's going to explode someday.
He is going to be a little big for his britches, for his fur. Gosh,
all right.
That was funny.
So I thought that would be a nice way to start the new year here.
And, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to that.
Yeah, same to you. It's going to be a great year, I think. Unemployment rate's down, and everybody's positive. So
at least in the United States.
At least, yeah.
Because we have listeners across the globe.
Speaking of listeners across the globe, good segue.
Thank you.
Ken Ross, a shout out to Ken. He's in the healthcare business.
Where's Ken? Is he across
Ken,
the pond somewhere?
I don't think he's in the U.S.
He'll tell us. I forgot. Else.
And a second shout out is now. Tell me what you think of this. Neil, a guy named Neil Hendricks emailed me. He's a LinkedIn group member. He says, I'm an avid listener to the podcast. You've inspired me to rethink my sales role.
Love that. So far, so good. Check.
Yep. I'm in a highly competitive commodity industry.
Good.
Okay, so far. He lays the million-dollar statement on me. I've chosen to become an educator instead of a seller in hopes of increasing my success in 2012.
Congratulations. We drove you right out of the business. Well, there's one fewer down.
And then the last one here is
a little bit less competitive. Go ahead.
From a friend of the show. In fact, he used to live here in Indianapolis, lives in Michigan now, Dave Gelbke. He's got one of his inside guys who's on a radio station in Grand Rapids, WCSG. Kevin Fish is his name. And Kevin was on
Fish.
And talked about same game, new rules, and talked about the podcast.
Yeah.
And they were talking about setting goals for 2012.
That's
great. They actually, the disc jockey, linked to same game, new rules on the homepage of the radio station.
Now the pressure is on.
So, Kevin, thank you for that plug. Appreciate
it. We have professional DJs listening to our podcast. I can't pop my keys anymore. No,
That's right.
So, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. So,
great
topic
to
today.
Back. Topic. Here we go. Your topic.
Yeah, the topic today is we just had a training session this morning, and you know, one of the things that we like to teach people to do is to create an atmosphere up front with a prospect where the prospect is comfortable sharing the truth and having a little bit deeper conversation than just a head-to-head conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we say that we want to create the tone, and the way we do that is we do something called the upfront agreement. You can read more about that in the book, Same Game, New Rules. You can listen to it on the podcast. But one of the ladies in the group today said, well, sometimes, though, when I say these words, which I'm going to give you here in a minute, I feel like I'm conning them a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And Brian and I have stressed on the podcast and everywhere else that we're online that we don't want sales to be a series of moves.
Correct.
We just don't.
Amen.
So one of the things that we coach people to say up front is, look, Mr. Prospect, I don't really know if my product fits here. I'm not really sure there's a reason to talk further. And then we go right into, but here's what I'd like to do is ask you some questions, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all well and good. But she said, well, a lot of times I feel like that's just a throwaway line.
Yeah.
And so we started talking a little bit about, well, how could she add some meat to that? Because the fact is that you don't know until you start asking questions whether a person's a prospect or not.
Right.
But if you just deliver a throwaway line, like, you know what, Brian, I'm not really sure I can help, everybody says that, or
and starting
so,
to, yeah.
Starting to. So we want to change it. So we want to put, as I said, a little meat on the bones here. So what does it mean when I say I'm not really sure there's a fit here? And we got into a discussion about that. So I thought that'd be a good topic today.
I think it's outstanding. I think there are a couple things at play here that for the listener that who's taking this in. The first is how to frame up really any education you get, be it sales or something else, and how you process that. I think one of the risks or one of the mistakes people make sometimes is they take what they hear in a class like ours and they hear us say words and they jot the words down and they try to repeat or parrot the words back to somebody.
Yeah.
And so one lesson I think you take away from this is I'd much rather you take the concept of what we're trying to teach and put it into your own voice than to try to replicate our words. This is one of those scenarios where I think that could have gotten in the way, right? The person is just saying, oh, well, Brooke in class told me to say, I don't know if I can help. It's like one of the first sentences we teach it. Well, there are a million ways to say that. The key there is that you have to mentally know where you are.
Right.
Mentally, you know that you can't help everyone. You know you're really good at what you do, but some people want your help, some don't. There's a lot to figure out. And that's just where you are. You're sort of stating this is where we are in the beginning of the process. We're not sure yet where this is going. Neither of us are.
Yeah, true. So it's got to be a mindset. It's got to be in your heart.
In your heart, yeah.
Versus
no doubt.
Just on your tongue. Hey,
yeah,
about
no,
that?
No, in your heart and on your tongue.
Yeah.
We do that in Catholic Mass, right?
Do you?
Be in my mind and in my tongue,
on
my lips and in my heart.
Yep. Right.
Next time you're Catholic Mass, you can do that. I know what they're doing right there when they all tap their foreheads and their mouths and their little heart there. So that's one thing. Yeah.
So what we did was we said, okay, if there are probably three components that make up that I don't know if I can help. And mm-hmm. I said, what are some things that the prospect could say to you, I said, our client, in that meeting that would sort of disqualify them.
Okay, that's
and
good.
So she said, well, number one, if they don't have any goals about my topic, if there's no goals and no vision for it, then it becomes just a tactical expense and it's not going to work.
Yeah, good.
Second thing is, she said, there's got to be access to other people inside the company for me to even know if it's a fit.
Yeah.
And so that allows her to go see other people.
Yep.
And I can't remember the third thing that she said, but whatever it is was, and it really came from her heart. So I said, why don't you think about then when you say, look, I'm not really sure if I can help, say the words, let me tell you what I mean by that.
Very good. Say that one more time.
I don't know, Mr. Prospect, I'm not sure right now whether I can help, and let me tell you what I mean by that statement.
Very good.
Number one, we find that the people who we work best with have some very specific goals around that, and if you don't have those or aren't willing to talk about them, then that may not be a fit. Second thing is transparency. Third thing is accountability. Whatever those things were.
Yeah.
So now it almost serves as a positioning statement or approach that says, look, these are the kind of people I work with, and this is my ideal profile, and you may not match that, but you're not saying that.
Correct.
So it becomes a little more comfortable.
And I think also what some people confuse this or how they confuse it in their minds is they take it a little too far, and some people, when I first meet them and teach them this idea, a lot of people are afraid to say that because they think it sounds weak, right?
Yeah,
they think it sounds like too far, like, oh, I don't know if I can help, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. Well, then they get okay with it, but then they almost take it too far the other way. And so I think there's a really subtle balance here, and I'll do this in class. I'll teach what I'll call yin-yang language or give it, take it back, or plus-minus language, whatever you want to say. So we still want to maintain a strong air of confidence to say, you know, from our standpoint, when we look at a new engagement, we know what the work that we do typically produces a phenomenal outcome for our clients. That being said, we also know that it's not right for all people at all times and all situations. So we want to spend a little time figuring out if this is the right time, right situation for you and for us to, you know, say, hey, let's take the next step to a relationship or not.
So you're saying that it may or may not be a fit because of timing or because
absolutely.
Of
all sorts of other issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, timing could be priority. Could be that, I've got a sales problem, but I've got a much bigger logistics problem.
Yeah.
Or what I really got right now is a hiring problem. I don't have enough people in my plant to produce what I'm already selling. So if I sell more, I'm really screwed.
Right.
And it
doesn't
mean you don't have a sales issue and you couldn't get better at your sales team, but it just means right now you got to find some people to go pick and pack in the warehouse to get the stuff off the shelf out to the existing customers. Just depends on what the scenario is. I mean, I've got a scenario right now, a sales scenario, that I got called by a former client of ours who's now running a different company. And as we sat down to talk and he told me what their sales results were, their sales results had gone up in 3 years 15 times.
Wow.
15 times. And he's looking for sales help. So one of the questions I had to say to him was, hey, I'm a little bit stuck here. Like the last person I expected to hear from was you when I found out how well your company was doing. But there were some legitimate reasons of why he wanted to invest now in his sales process and sales group.
But you pushed back on him a little bit, not because it was a sales technique,
no.
but because you really were a little perplexed about what would cause him. Because you
Absolutely.
wanted to find out there's got to be something else other than just pure volume.
Absolutely.
And it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, if you want to teach, really, really take what we're teaching here and take it to a higher level, that's the trick. What prudent, objective business person wouldn't ask that question?
Yeah.
Now, you just 15 times your revenues. Now, why do you want to increase your sales effectiveness? And there were some good reasons, but we had to let those reasons come out.
Yeah, let them come out. Okay, good. Well, hopefully that helps. And I think if you are using the approach of kind of collaborative selling where it's not you selling them and it's not them selling you, it's you two coming together and saying, this is what we do and this is what it sounds like you need, but let's talk a little bit and let's discover whether there's really a compelling reason to do something.
It's very good.
That is a way to do it, is to say, I'm not really sure that I can help and here's why, and list three reasons. And I think that'll reframe the process a little bit for
you. No doubt. No doubt about it. Very good.
You can contact us at listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. Make sure you join the LinkedIn group, which has hundreds of people on it. There's some really good commentary and some threads that go on there.
Very good.
There was a great thread on goal setting that happened here near the end of December that I thought was really good.
Outstanding.
And we talked a lot about emailing. And so make sure you check that out and become a member. And if we like you, we'll approve you.
We'll approve everybody, I think, as long as they get there through the podcast.
Through the podcast, yeah.
And we're going to call this the bunny episode?
Bunny episode.
Can we post the bunny video in the LinkedIn group somehow?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Can we?
Yeah.
Let's try that.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
Go to advancedsellingpodcast.com, search on bunny. Or it'll be the only post that has
search
bunny
on
in.
Bunny and watch your wife find your computer. Yeah.
Don't go to Google and search on bunny, please.
All right.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.